Alexis Still, flutist, and the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Braithwaite, played Orfeo Laments by Thea Musgrave. The dramatic idea behind and within that piece is a hallmark of Musgrave's writing. She's interested in exploring dramatic musical forms. She's written several operas. Her last full-scale opera, Simón Bolívar, from 1993, like many of her operas, focuses on a historic figure whose life takes on an epic or archetypal dimension. In this case, the heroic liberator of Colombia. Her newest opera, Pontalba, a Louisiana legacy, written in 2003, again places the heroic struggle of its heroine in a larger historical context. In this case, the Louisiana Purchase and the forging of the young United States. I want to play you in its entirety a large, lush orchestral piece called The Seasons. I have played each of the four movements one at a time on previous Into the Light programs. I've always wanted to do the whole work, though, because it is a wonderful musical journey to go through the change of seasons. So, as a Thea Musgrave present to us all, I'm going to do that now. The composer's program notes are worth hearing, so I'll read them to you first. The idea for the work was focused by a visit to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Piero de Cosimo's Caccia Primitiva, showing a frightening image of fire and destruction built around a very wild and gory hunt scene, gave rise to the idea that various pictures related to the seasons could become a metaphor for the cycles in the life of man. Thus, autumn, which is violent and destructive, stands for any impending storm. One of the main motives of the movement are hunting horns set against a restless background. They are eventually swallowed up by a violent storm. In mourning, bells ring out the Dies Irae. Here the mood is depicted by the less well-known Picasso painting, The End of the Road. In winter, all is a frozen wasteland of ice and despair, but there is one single voice, an oboe solo, that keeps a small flame of hope alive. There is a picture by Lütze which depicts George Washington crossing the frozen River Delaware. This depicts the decisive moment in U.S. history as a result of which the young country freed itself from British domination. Hence, musically, a distant, brief quote of the Star-Spangled Banner. In spring, the rain comes, the ice and snow melt, and a dawn chorus of birds heralds the arrival of spring. The movement builds to a full romantic climax, culminating in two big chords, the so-called freedom chords from Harriet, the Woman Called Moses. That's one of Musgrave's operas. These dissolve into a serene cadence, and the voice of the cuckoo is heard. Van Gogh's The Sower is one picture which comes to mind. The operatic reference here is to Harriet Tubman, a well-known figure in U.S. history. She was a charismatic young woman who not only escaped from slavery in the South, but led over 300 others to freedom in the North. Slaves escaping on the Underground Railroad often used bird calls to signal each other. Summer is fulfillment and celebration. At the start, a bright and sparkling C major, heard against a bitonal D major brass, sets the scene. Distant sounds of thunder eventually erupt into a brief storm. An anarchic section ensues, and a mixture of the summer motives, the Marseillaise, Van Gogh's Le 14 Juillet à Paris, a fuller version of the Star-Spangled Banner, Jasper John's Flag, and the Freedom Chords all come together and fight for precedence. The summer motives prevail, and the movement ends with a feeling of rejoicing and fulfillment. These pictures of flags thus not only suggest the national anthems of the USA and of France, July 4th and 14th, obviously, and thus summer, but also the Johns represents the culmination of Washington successfully negotiating the River Delaware. Now, Thea Musgrave's The Seasons. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Nicholas Kramer.